Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, welcome back to the Legal Nurse Podcast. This is your co-host, Kelly Campbell. Today's guest is Keith Carlson, and the topic today is personal branding for nurses and nurse entrepreneurs. Welcome, Keith.
Thanks, Kelly. It's so nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. A little bit about Keith. Keith Carlson is a holistic nurse, career coach, blogger, podcaster, writer, consultant, and inspirational speaker. We're in for a treat today, audience. As a seasonal nurse leader, Keith understands the issues faced by 21st century nurses, and his podcasts and blog posts offer practical support and inspiration for nurses worldwide. He can be found on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and at nursekeith.com. Oh, thanks for joining us, Keith. Let's get started.
I'm excited. Let's go for it.
All right. So today we're talking about personal branding for nurse entrepreneurs. Share with us the arc of your nursing career and how you came to be a nurse entrepreneur.
Oh my. Okay. Well, I've been a nurse for 22 years. I received my ADN in 96 and my bachelor's in 2001.
Okay.
And I had been an entrepreneur prior. I'd been a yoga teacher and a massage therapist in my 20s and didn't do very well.
Your wife is lucky.
Yeah, I have many stories about that. I was kind of a failed entrepreneur in my 20s. I didn't really know what to do as a massage therapist in terms of really growing my practice. So I went into nursing and had a couple decades there. And I'm still a nurse, but over the past 10 years, I started to grow a business. And it became, well, it began as a real side project, like a side hustle. And it really wasn't about making money at all. It was about blogging and sharing content and being a voice of reason and support and compassion for nurses. And slowly it turned into a coaching practice and speaking and writing freelance, that sort of stuff. So podcasting came along about 6 or 7 years ago, and I've just built this multifaceted business endeavor over the last decade. And it's been 2 years since I've been 100% self-employed. So it's a journey, you know, kind of a slow journey.
Right. Wow. So how did you get started? I'm assuming it was with personal branding, since this is the topic.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I got started blogging back in 2005. I launched my blog and was writing a lot about nursing and about my personal experiences as a nurse working in the inner city in Massachusetts. And I had no plans to start a coaching practice. I didn't even know what coaching was. I mean, many of us didn't even know what blogging was in 2005. I was one of the first nurse bloggers. So it just evolved from there. People started reacting to what I had to say. So I realized, there's something here, actually. I could do more with this than just write and put my words out on the interwebs. So it was a process, and it was, in many ways, I was an unwitting accomplice to something that turned into an entrepreneurial venture, which I didn't even expect at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how did you turn it into a business?
A big piece, I think, of branding and of figuring out what you are and who you are and who you want to connect with is about first finding your voice. What's your voice? What are you putting out into the world? Because many people say that the notion of branding is really about what do people think and feel about you and your product or services when you're not in the room. branding often is thought about as, you know, your logo and the look of your website and all that. But that's just, that's the surface. That's the superficial aspect of branding. I think branding is really about the feeling that you elicit in your clients and in your audience. So if you take, for example, you know, if you put up on a screen a bunch of logos, people will think of that as a brand, like Nike or Apple or Volkswagen or something like that. Right. And that's fine.
Recognize the logo.
Yeah, and that's that's brand recognition, and that's great. But most of us aren't Apple or Volkswagen or Tesla or something like that. We're, you know, we're normal people out there in the world. We're not these big companies. So the branding, of course, a logo is nice. People recognize my logo and my caricature and all the stuff I put out there. And that's part of, like for me, my logo has a heart in it and a stethoscope. And I have this little caricature of me that looks a lot like me, you know, looks like a middle-aged Jewish man with curly hair and a goatee. And people recognize that caricature. And that's part of my brand. And the reason I use a caricature is that I want my brand, and my brand is kind of warm and fuzzy, kind of, you know, it's not slick and corporate. It's more personal and intimate. And that's the feeling I go for. And that's what I try to create and elicit from my audience, that kind of reaction. And, you know, people often think, oh, isn't that manipulative? And I always say, well, marketing doesn't have to be manipulative. Marketing and branding can be super, super authentic and honest. And it all depends, not to go new agey on you, but it all depends on the energy and intention you put into it. You know, what are you trying to convey?
Right. Your personality.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a lot to do with the personality of you and also your services and products.
So if that's what I want to do, How do you begin, or how do I begin?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned a few minutes ago this notion of finding your voice. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing social media or blogging or podcasting or group coaching or webinars or speaking on stage, whatever it is you happen to be doing, the first thing I think personally, and this is just my opinion, and there's a lot of branding experts out there who might differ with me, but the first thing I think is finding your voice. It's this notion of, what is it I want to say out in the world? What is the feeling and the thought processes that I would like to elicit in my target audience? And what message am I trying to reach with them? Like, what's the overarching or underlying feeling and message that you want to be there? Like mine is kind of being a compassionate presence for nurses with some expert advice and certain things that I offer that we can talk about later. But it's all about who am I in the world, and what is the position and the kind of the zeitgeist of my business? What do I want to convey? So whatever it is, whatever platform you're working on, the whole notion is to have a cohesive voice, a cohesive presence. And so I often say it starts with what you want to say. And like I said, that feeling you want to elicit in your audience. And then you think, okay, what's my message? What's my wheelhouse? Where are the places that I want to touch my audience? What's the subject matter that my audience will respond to that I'm an expert in? And then what do I have to do to convey that? So it can begin with your website and your blog and the style and feeling of your writing, or if you're doing, say, Facebook Live, what's the experience you want your audience to have of you on Facebook Live? Are you funny and personal? Are you taciturn and kind of businesslike and very dry, which isn't a very powerful brand, but some people are like that.
Right.
So it's choosing your lane, choosing and finding your voice, and then creating an authentic, cohesive package of who you are so that it's very clear who you are and what you offer and what you're all about. Does that make sense?
Yes. Focus.
Yes.
Focus with your personal branding. Mm-hmm. It makes complete sense. So if you were to break it down to one concept, what would it be?
One concept. Going back to this notion of your authentic voice and your authentic self. I think that's what needs to come through in a brand. There's a lot more to it, but for me, that's the core.
Okay. Makes sense.
You
have to succeed being you, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't be someone else. And, you know, like Oscar Wilde said, be yourself, everyone else is taken. So that's...
Say that again. I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Be yourself, everyone else is taken.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to share that with my nephews.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde was awesome. I'll tell you a quick story about Oscar Wilde, the English playwright. When he was on his deathbed, he had been really famous and he was kind of destitute, and he was laying on his deathbed and he was gay. He was very flamboyant. And he looked up and he said, "Either that wallpaper goes or I do." That's one of the last things he said.
The wallpaper stayed then, huh?
It did. And he went, yep.
I'm going to remember that. That's okay. Good. That's a very good saying. I'm going to share that. Okay. So if you're authentic with yourself, so that's going to be important with networking then, correct?
Oh, yeah, totally. I'll share that I have a particular brand. People know me from my blog or my podcast or social media or all the different things that I do. And one of the greatest compliments that someone can pay me, and this has happened periodically, I go to a conference and I meet someone and they say, "Oh my God, I've been following you on whatever platform for years and you're just like you are there. Like you're just like you are on your podcast." That is the greatest brand recognition and affirmation of my brand. When there's this cognitive dissonance that happens when you meet someone in person who you've known online and you're like, this person's nothing like what I've experienced of them on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Yeah. They're a totally different person. And then that leads me to feel like, maybe their brand isn't so authentic after all, because they don't seem to be who they purport to be online. And I've experienced that, meeting certain people.
Yeah. It's almost like catfishing.
Catfishing?
Have you, like, you hear about the scams, like people online dating, they send out like false info about themselves and then they date online and meet. And it's whoa, this is not the real person.
Exactly. And that's a form of branding too. When you're on a dating site, you brand yourself as a particular type of person. And if you say you're 6 foot, you know, with I don't know, whatever, and then the person meets you and you're completely different than what you put out there, that's a false brand. It's an inauthentic brand. And I've seen that happen with business people too. It's like, wow, this person has really misrepresented who they truly are. And they've done themselves and their audience a disservice.
Right. Because it will show. You'll end up forgetting who you pretexted yourself to be.
True.
Before we continue with the show, let me introduce myself. I am Pat Iyer. I've got a question for you. Is your brand effective in representing your LNC business, or is it hurting you? Branding is the true foundation of any legal nurse consulting business. You need a clear brand that shines. This is not just a logo or a marketing strategy, but a brand. Without a brand that shines, then your legal nurse consulting marketing efforts and sales efforts are not as efficient. You must have a brand that shines to stand out from competition and to build immediate trust, likability, value, and confidence for your prospects. Do you question whether your brand is strong enough, or do you have a brand? Do you have a brand that shines? Is it clear and consistent? Do you feel disconnected from your brand? Do you reluctantly hand out your business card because it just isn't you? Do you wish you had a step-by-step guide to creating a brand that can compete with the best of the best? I've got online training for you called Discover, Define, and Deliver a Brand That Shines. Get the details about this online training by Jenna Rodriguez at this link, http://lnc.tips/brandshines. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. That link again is http://lnc.tips/brandshines. And the words brand shines are one word. There's no space between brand and shines. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. The link is http://lnc.tips/brandshines. Now let's return to the show.
So let's see. You are wanting to be yourself, but at the same time, as you're developing your personal brand, it has to be business-like.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you develop and nurture your new personal business brand?
Right. So going back to that notion of the authentic voice, you go through this process over time of finding what that voice is, who you are as a business person, entrepreneur, or a person who delivers a product or a service. So whether it's a book or a podcast or your speaker or consultant, whatever it happens to be. So part of branding, from my perspective, is deciding how much of yourself you're going to inject into your business and your brand. Some people you'll find, they kind of hide behind their brand. So their brand is this overarching entity. And you don't get a whole lot of the person behind it. And my feeling is that people want to do business with a person. They don't want to do business with an entity, right?
Right.
So they will, like, if you go to a website, one of the first things I do on a website, and I believe this is the most important page on anybody's site, is the about page. So when I go to someone's website, one of the first things I do is I click on the about page because I want to learn about the person or people behind the brand.
So true.
So it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, like who's behind the curtain? And in the Wizard of Oz, you realized it was all fake. But in it, with a really authentic brand, you get a peek behind the curtain and you realize, wow, there's a real person there. And it's a very personal choice in terms of your branding, how much of yourself you instill in your brand and what level of transparency you'd like to have with your audience. For instance, on Instagram, that's kind of my happy place. I hang out on Instagram a lot. I have a personal account and a business account. And it's just a place where I have a lot of fun. I think it's a fun platform. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it more than other social media. So on Instagram, I post pictures of me, you know, out on a date with my wife, or a picture of me and my kitty cat, or stuff that I'm doing, you know, around the house. So I'm pretty transparent. There's certain things I keep under wraps because it doesn't seem appropriate to share with my audience. But like this week I published a blog post and it was about the pain and suffering that nurses and most human beings experience and what that means to suffer and to experience psychological, emotional, or spiritual, or physical pain. And in that blog post, I share that I've lived with chronic pain for more than a decade and how that affects me. And my new podcast that's coming out this week also riffs on that and talks a little bit more about that. And I talk about my experience of having chronic pain. So I made a very conscious decision to share that personal insight into my life, because I feel like a lot of nurses out there who listen to my podcast or read my blog will relate to that. They're like, oh, okay, I thought Keith lived this really charmed life where everything was wonderful and cats and rainbows and, you know, living in New Mexico, et cetera. And then here's this glimpse into here's a glimpse behind the curtain. It's not just me like sitting on the couch with my cat, you know, which people think is cute. And it's a nice piece of my brand. It's like, oh, how's George? You know, people write me and what's up with George? You haven't posted for a while. So that's part of my brand. Like people love George the cat, right? But here people are getting this deeper insight into who I am. And I think that level of empathic connection is important. And of course, that's a risk for me to take. It's a calculated risk to share my personal journey, but I've chosen to do so. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. In fact, that makes me think, I don't think my website has an About Me page. And I realize when I'm looking at things, I instantly go to the About Me page when I'm looking at future clients, when I know I'm going to be having a meeting. I like to research them. And here I am. I don't have an About Me page.
Yeah. I believe it's the most important page on any website.
Yes. And it also has helped me realize that I want my personal brand to have some personal parts in addition to the business part.
Yeah. Yeah. I think personally, it's important to be relatable, especially if you're offering a service. It's one thing if you're a writer and you're just selling, say you're selling books, you know, that's different than someone who offers a service. So I think when you're a service provider, especially if it's something that someone is coming to you for, either with a problem or a, you know, something that's kind of vulnerable, I think it's important for them to see that you're a real person. And who is this person? And what are they about? And you don't have to spill the beans and give away the whole store. You don't have to start from your birth and go through your whole life on your About Me page. But it's good for people to get some sense of who you really are. And then on social media and your writing and everywhere else that you're interfacing with your audience, it's up to you how deep you go. And it's a personal choice, and there's no harm or foul on in relation to what you choose to do and how you choose to do it. But I think it's good to make a conscious choice of what your brand is going to be.
This is so helpful.
Good.
You know, this is why I love podcasting. I just learn so much, and I'm certain our audience that's listening, there's someone else out there that is really getting something out of this personal branding.
Good.
Thank you, Keith.
You're so welcome.
So let's see, what else? Because we had talked beforehand, I just have a list of questions here for you. Why do you feel that relationships are at the heart of branding process? Oh, we've already talked about this. This makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you touch on it a little bit more, please?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's the relationship of your business entity itself with the people who interact with it. So people who interact with Apple, you know, and buy let's say a MacBook or a iPod or iPad or something. Well, people don't really buy iPods much anymore, but they have this experience. And when you call the Apple help desk, for instance, you have a particular experience and you might be really frustrated and slam the phone down and be like, oh my God, that was horrible. Or you might have a positive experience and feel really taken care of. And the Mac expert who helps you calls you back the next day to make sure everything's okay. That's a very personal touch from a big, big corporation. So when you're a solopreneur like myself, it's a little bit different. You're interacting on a very, very direct level because you don't have this big, big company that is kind of faceless in a way. You need to figure out what is the face of your business. And those relationships that you build with your colleagues and your target audience and then your actual clients or the people who purchase your products, that's an ongoing relationship. Even if someone buys your book, that's a relationship. They're reading your words. They're looking at your picture. They're reading your bio. They're interacting, sitting in their living room, reading your book. And they get a certain feeling about you from reading that piece of literature. And that is part of your brand as well. How do they feel sitting there on their couch, drinking coffee, reading your book? What are they gleaning from that process? And what are they feeling about you? And does that make them want to go to their computer and email you? So those relationships can be developed in many, many different ways through many platforms and many venues. And it's up to you which ones you choose and then how you nurture those relationships over time.
So true. And I keyed on in a word that you said, solopreneur. I like that.
Yeah.
I've heard it before, but I've never really connected with it until you cued it in on the word relationships with your business clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to start calling myself a solopreneur, maybe not out in public, but considering myself a solopreneur so that I focus on the relationships. That is really key. And as far as developing the relationships is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
For the personal branding.
Right. You create relationships and then you nurture relationships over time.
And
that's done through pretty much everything you do. Every action you take vis-a-vis your audience is part of your brand.
Personal branding at its best.
Yeah. Every email, every blog post, every podcast, every Instagram post, that's part of your brand. People are seeing who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So let's let our audience know how we can follow you and continue our personal branding best with you.
Sure. So the main place to find me is nursekeith.com. That's the clearinghouse for all things that I do. There's links to all my social media platforms there. There's links to every podcast episode. I think episode 181 is coming up this week. So I'm on my way to episode 200 sometime in the spring of 2019. That comes out every Friday morning. It's the Nurse Keith Show. And that's pretty much 20 minutes of me talking about some aspect of nursing and nurses' careers. And then my blog is Digital Doorway. There's a link to it on my at nursekeith.com. And I hang out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I'm also, I have a good presence on LinkedIn. So those are the main places people can find me. And my, should I say something about my coaching services?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So in terms of career coaching, I do the, you know, the, what you would say is the down and dirty building blocks of a career. So I do resumes and cover letters and help people prepare for interviews. And I also help with the job search process and networking, learning how to network. One of the things I feel I offer that other people don't is that as a career coach for nurses, I'm coming from the place of having been a nurse for 22 years. So there's a lot of career coaches out there, but a lot of them don't understand the healthcare world or the nursing world. So that's why I offer career coaching from a nurse for nurses. And I offer a lot of coaching around LinkedIn because I think people don't understand how to use it. So I have a LinkedIn profile coaching program, how to build a profile. And then I have a LinkedIn mastery program where I help people actually use the platform to build an authentic network of colleagues and friends and acquaintances. And I think LinkedIn is a very, very important place to put your stake in the ground because it's a very important place to spend some time and to create a presence. So that's where people can find me. You know, my blog comes out every Monday morning. My podcast comes out every Friday morning. And those are my platforms, my megaphones that I use to talk to the world.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be starting to follow.
Oh, thank you.
For sure. In fact, when we finish recording, I'll find you on LinkedIn right away.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm there as Keith Allen Carlson, Allan. And okay. I love LinkedIn. Microsoft bought it a few years ago, and it could be better. They're not putting as much energy into it as I would like, but that notwithstanding, it's still the premier networking place for professionals. There's really no comparison to any other platform right now.
Well, even beyond the networking, the nerd that I am, I love the articles that are posted on it. Mm-hmm. I'm a nerd that way. So yeah, me too. I'm always learning.
Yeah, and let me say one thing about that, about articles. So you can post articles on LinkedIn. If one of your listeners is someone who wants to start a business but doesn't have one yet, and they would like to have a website and they don't have a website or a blog yet, LinkedIn is a great place to kind of hone your writing chops. So you can write your own articles and then create a following on LinkedIn, which will happen fairly organically on some level. And you can practice writing about your niche, writing about the things you're thinking about in terms of whatever it is that lights you up. And when you eventually launch a website and a blog, those articles you wrote on LinkedIn are your intellectual property. So you can take them and then paste them into your blog and republish them on your blog. So LinkedIn's a great place to create your own little mini website and just poke around and start creating your brand there even before you have your own web presence. And that becomes your little place where you hang out. And then you can expand from there. But it's a good place to start.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. So mm-hmm.
Me too.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. All right, audience, tune in next week. And this is Keith Carlson and Kelly Campbell with Cardinal Life Care Consulting. Thanks so much. Don't forget to like us. Bye-bye.
Here's a bonus tip. Write a book. Highlight your expertise and how you work with attorneys to help them understand the medical issues in the case, have well-qualified experts, or recognize the pitfalls in a case before their adversary surprises them. Go to this link and complete the form. I'll notify you when I'm ready to unveil a new way to create a book. The link is http://lnc.tips/bookauthoring. That link again is http://lnc.tips/bookauthoring. And the word book authoring is all one word. That link, http://lnc.tips/bookauthoring. Go to that link, complete the form, and I will notify you when I'm ready to unveil a new method of writing a book. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.